So, we finally found out who the birds are going to play down in the Southern Hemisphere, and I wonder if y'all will love it. We'll talk about that Week 1 game, along with some Eagles news and some draft talk. All that and more on this week's episode of 2nd and 15. What's up, everybody? Welcome to 2nd and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. This is your host, Michael Roscoe, and I'm going to apologize in advance. I probably sound a little bit different, and with the springtime allergies coming through, I feel a little bit like dog shit right now. But the show must go on, and we're going to persevere. So let's start with talking about some Eagles news. First off, even though this is technically old news, the 6-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, and All-Decade defensive tackle Fletcher Cox officially announces his retirement from the NFL. He spent his entire career in Philly after getting drafted in 2012. I already did a little spiel about this in an episode where the talks of him getting retired were, or talks of him retiring were already in the woodworks. People already knew about it, but, you know, they do an official send-off for him anyway. So I won't go more into depth about that, but we're going to miss you, number 91, and thank you for everything you've done for Philly. Moving forward, as you all probably know, we are playing Week 1 in Sao Paulo, Brazil on September 6th, making Brazil, and South America in general, the first time hosting an NFL game. We got some updates. We now know who they're going to be playing. The Eagles will take on none other than the Green Bay Packers. Once again, this game will stream exclusively on Peacock, which I still think is bullshit, but I can't do anything about that, so I just have to accept it. But now, I'm a fan of this matchup, and I'll tell you why. You got two popular teams in an inaugural NFL South American game, and both teams are looking to prove the haters wrong in 2024. Not gonna lie to y'all. The Packers were looking kind of tough at the end of the year last year, despite their not-so-impressive start, including 4 straight losses. And I'm not talking shit because we had a collapse bigger than the housing market. They managed to skirt into the playoffs with a respectable 9-8 career, or 9-8 record, sorry, and absolutely mollywopped Dallas in the wild card and came very close to beating the 49ers. I really think they should have won that game in the divisional round. And with great pickups from the Packers on both sides of the ball with running back Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney, Week 1 will not be an easy start to the Birds season. However, that does not mean I lack confidence in our team. We've made a ton, metric fuck ton, of awesome moves in free agency and have 8 draft picks to work with, including 3 within the first 2 rounds. We can easily continue to stack our roster with more of Howie's drafting wizardry and put up a fight against the Packers in Week 1. I'm excited for this game. I may have to go to a bar to watch it because I don't know how long my free Peacock subscription is going to last. But wherever I end up watching it, you bet your ass I ain't missing it. Moving on to more Eagles news, the Eagles have agreed to terms with left tackle Jordan Mailata on a 3-year contract extension worth up to $66 million. The 6'8", 365-pound former 7th round draft pick, who never even fucking picked up an American football prior to the draft, has cemented himself as one of the best in his position by far. He's going to join Landon Dickerson, who also had a contract extension recently, through to the 2028 season. This man's story is fucking impeccable, and when he got drafted and I saw that he was a rugby player, I was like, oh my god, this dude could be a fucking beast. For those who don't know, I played rugby all 4 years in college, and while I'm not as active in the sport now, besides once in a blue moon, I fucking love it. I was thinking to myself, oh man, like, obviously he's going to be a lineman, he's massive, but wouldn't it just be fucking sweet if they put him in as like a fullback on like the 5-yard line or shorter than that, and him just absolutely pancaking someone for a touchdown. Now, the reality of the situation is I probably will never see that in my entire fucking life. But, you know, one can hope. But, long story short, This contract is well-deserved. Mailata has not been a liability at all. Obviously, this season came with its ups and downs, but the dude's a fucking beast. And he's putting people like Nick Bosa, Aaron Donald, you name it, into the fucking ground. So, props to him, and congratulations, big guy. Additionally, the Eagles re-sign cornerback Avante Maddox to a one-year deal. Maddox was released back in March, and the Eagles brought him back after he was not picked up by another team during free agency. Now, to be honest, and I may be called a hater for this, but I don't hate Avante. I think he's a great player. I'm not sure if I'm all in on this move, though. In a previous episode, I explained how Maddox has missed 36% of his career games over the six seasons that he's been in the league. We're thin at the DB room right now, and we need a DB who can stay healthy, and unfortunately, Maddox has not been that guy, at least in the past couple of years. He's been injured so many times, and I truly feel bad for him. I really do. As someone who has been personally injured multiple times in the sport that they love, I understand the frustration, the weeks of rehabilitation, the emotional stress that comes with it, the anxiety of not being on the field to support your boys. It's hard. It really is hard. But at the end of the day, we only have so much money and we need contributions in the secondary now. But however, if Maddox can stay healthy, that would be one of the best case scenario situations for our defense. Because at the end of the day, he is a fantastic player. He's come in clutch for us in various situations, despite the injury history, and he can contribute a lot to our secondary, which needs all the fucking help we can get after that disaster of a season last year. He's just gotta fucking stay healthy. All I ask for, and that's what I hope for, you know? He was injured, I think, the past two seasons back-to-back with significant injuries, missed a lot of time, was here for like the last four games, I want to say, of the regular season. So I hope he has a bounce-back year and manages to stay healthy and help our secondary because we definitely fucking need it. All right, switching topics from Eagles news to NFL news. Starting off, the NFL has approved a third helmet option across the league in 2025. Now, originally the league was allowing teams that are going through like a redesign, like whether that be like a uniform helmet redesign, you know, the bullshit that the Rams did that kind of was a big downgrade with their weird like Microsoft Paint looking colors. I don't know. But anyway, they were already given the approval for doing that for 2024. But now all the teams have the option for that third helmet design. According to an article from CBS Sports, these teams must submit a third helmet design by May 1st of next year. Now, what does this mean for the Eagles? We can rock the all-black unis for the first time since 2021 again. Not gonna lie, the Kelly Greens were absolute fire and look better, but the all-black uniforms are a close second in my opinion. The Eagles went 2-0 in both of the all-black and the Kelly Green games, and, you know, that's a good sign to me. The alternative black helmets had to take a brief hiatus in order for the Kelly Greens to flourish last year, obviously. But come 2025, we'll no longer have to choose. We can have all fucking three badass-looking uniforms, or helmets. Maybe this could be helmets, but of course you're going to match the helmets to the uniforms. It's going to be sick. All right, now looking into NFL news slash my last topic, the draft. And I know the draft is still coming up. Been talking about it in a few episodes. But as we get closer, you know, people are coming out with all these mock shits and trades may be occurring. We saw, you know, we're getting a pick for Hassan Reddick in 2025. Anything can happen. However, after a wild free agency, we'll finally get to see how teams will continue to fill areas of need on their roster by acquiring the next generation of NFL athletes. Now, unless some wild-ass shit, like day of first pick trade bullshit occurs, which is almost slim to none, negative if that's even possible, most people by now are expecting quarterback Caleb Williams out of USC to be the number one overall pick. But Let's break down the current draft picks that the Eagles possess as of this week, because we all know things change so often. And additionally, I'm going to break down what position should be taken at these current picks. It's damn near impossible to pick players, so position groups will have to settle. Now, obviously there's the possibility of trades, but I'm not going to factor it in for this week. First, I'm going to read off what our current draft picks are, and then I'm going to go back by each pick and think what position we should take at this moment. So, our draft picks are round 1, pick 22, round 2, picks 50 and 53, round 4, pick 120, round 5, pick 161, 171, and 172, and round 6, pick 210. Circling back to our round 1, pick 22, I think you gotta go corner here. Now, the Birds have not drafted a DB in the first round since 2002, when they drafted Lito Shepherd at cornerback. The drought ends this year with a young, dynamic CB to aid the secondary that, again, I've said this before, needs all the help that they can get. They might trade up for Terrion Arnold. Around this time, I wouldn't be surprised if Kool-Aid McKinstry or Cooper DeJean are available at this time. Maybe Quinyon Mitchell, if for some reason he's available at 22. I think they're taking one of those guys. For round 2, pick 50, I think they should go with offensive linemen. Now, even with the extensions of Landon Nickerson and Jordan Mailata, plus the acquisition of Matt Hennessy, I would not be surprised if the Birds use this pick to obtain an offensive lineman. They've had much better success in finding slash molding quality offensive linemen in later rounds compared to the first. Other than Lane Johnson and Andre Dillard, the Birds drafting an O-line in the first round has basically been non-existent over the past generation, and Dillard was a bust. Look at all the other linemen that we had and what rounds they were taken in. Jason Kelsey, 6th round. Jordan Mailata, 7th round. Landon Dickerson, 2nd round. Cam Jurgens, 2nd round. Tyler Steen, 2nd round. We can get good-ass linemen without needing to dip our toes in the first round. Now, that's not shitting on the current projected first-round offensive lineman picks. I think those are great players. But with Jeff Stoutland as our offensive lineman coach, we can dive deeper into our draft picks and pick offensive linemen who can learn from one of the best O-line coaches in the fucking game right now. And, you know, be the next Kelsey, be the next Mailata, be the next Dickerson, you know? We have the capability to do so, and I think they'll do that at pick 50. For round 2, pick 53, they gotta go linebacker. Interior linebacker, not outside linebacker, edge, whatever. We definitely need help at this position. Even with obtaining Oren Burks, Zach Bond, Devin White, we need a powerhouse young linebacker looking to splash in the NFL. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles land Peyton Wilson, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., or Jaron Cooper if he's available at this pick. Skipping way over round 3 and going into our next pick at round 4, pick 120, I think this is where they go safety for the safety help that we also need. The safety market this year seems to be leaning towards how the market for running backs has been in recent years. There currently isn't a like first round standout in this year's draft. Like, you know, there's a bunch of corners, there's a bunch of offensive linemen, quarterbacks out the ass. You know, you got first rounders within nearly every position, I think, except the special teams, obviously, running back and safety. I think the number one safety prospect out of Miami didn't perform so well at the combine. The one who I think they're going to take, if they were to take a safety at this pick, Cole Bishop out of Utah. He's a phenomenal athlete. I think he tweaked something at the combine, though. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went safety and he was available, that they would land him at this spot. Now, from round 5 and beyond, this is where it gets a little tricky. Because like I said, you could find great offensive linemen in these rounds. You can find great defensive linemen in these rounds. So going in order from round 5, pick 161, 171, 172, and round 6, pick 210, I think they'll go offensive lineman again, wide receiver, edge, and defensive tackle. Now these picks, you know, if they're not standout guys, they'll likely be depth picks at important positions. The Eagles love drafting defensive tackles. They do it every fucking year, it seems. So you know they're going to throw. I had to throw defensive tackle in that pick. Last year, the defensive tackle Moro Ojomo was picked, I think, in the 6th or 7th round, too. So I would not be surprised if they repeat that again. So there you have it, folks. Those are my current areas of need per draft pick. Obviously, it's going to fucking change because Howie is a drafting, trading wizard, and he might trade a couple picks to get another first round somehow. I don't know how he does it, but he's going to do it. We'll have to see in a couple of weeks. But for those who are still listening, that is our show for the night. Thank you so much for tuning in and being an active listener. If you like this show and want to listen to other episodes, if you're new here, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Player FM, or wherever you get your podcasts by searching 2nd and 15, a Philadelphia Eagles fan podcast. You can also find us on social media, on Facebook with the same podcast title, and on Instagram with our handle at 2nd and 15. That's 2ndand15. Once again, thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to stay fly like an eagle, and as always, go Birds!